That's Mike Reese doing his best to distract the host of the show, Rosie Romero, with the start of football season. I'm not distracted. We're going to stay on topic. Hey, it's Rosie on the house. We show up every Saturday morning with our team. Broadcast engineer Mike Reese, who's a very, 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 very proud member of the Jackrabbit Nation from South Dakota State University. Yeah, baby. Listen, we show up every Saturday morning with the sole purpose of doing one thing, become your best friend and provide you with information that's valuable to you and your quality of life and the investment you call your home. You can touch us here on the broadcast every Saturday morning. Just to give you an example of things we've covered so far this Saturday morning, we covered Constitution Day, which is coming up September 17th. We covered the history and the creation of Labor Day, which we're celebrating this particular weekend. This is the Labor Day edition of Rosie on the House. We also covered black-footed ferrets near Seligman, Arizona. And we covered trees, trees, and trees, bougainvilleas and green valleys, and sisu trees, our favorite trees and our least favorite trees. We're covering storm damage right now. If you can get in and the calls are totally jammed up, we want to hear about your storm stories. Those that get in this particular hour, your name will be put in a hat. We'll draw the winner at the end of the hour for dugout box seat tickets, row 13, for the Los Angeles Dodgers at the Diamondbacks next Friday, September 11th at 6:40. With that said, let's get right back to the calls and see who we can help first. Let's go to George, who's been holding the longest. Good morning, George. Diane, you are up next. Okay, George.
Okay, I got two problems. My water system, my drip system, it shuts off, but the water still drips. And also, I got a Palo Verde tree, or not Palo Verde, what's the hardwood trees?
Could be mesquite, could be ironwood.
Mesquite.
Okay.
Okay, and I watered it too much, and the top is bending down and it's going to be touching the ground here soon, kind of a windstorm.
Okay. Has it been derooted? Has it been blown over?
No.
Okay, so
it broke at the Y, and that heavy limb laid on another limb, and it bent it all down.
Yeah, those split limbs that break in the crotch could be a big problem. It is going to probably take an arborist to get that done and taken care of. If you were listening in our outdoor hour of 8 o'clock, we had John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. iTree.com is who I'd recommend there, but I can tell you he is busy. As far as a drip irrigation system that stays on even after it's turned off, we probably have a torn diaphragm in the valve box itself. You can give Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping a call off the website Rosie on the House, or any one of the Rosie certified landscapers could get there and take care of that and troubleshoot the entire system. So, George, we appreciate the call. Let's jump to Diane real quick, see how we can help Diane. That's why we're here, to help, inform, educate, and protect the Arizona homeowner. That's our job at Rosie on the House. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Super fantabulous.
Well, it's been great with you all through the years. So I got a house that's in the Wrigley District, about 20th in Missouri.
Yes, and nice.
Nice and old. And
yes.
A lot of money pit.
You were in the heart of the storm the other night then.
You betcha. And so the person before had put some a different room out of the porch, and that room, instead of being brick or anything else, it's I'm gonna let Dave take over because I'm driving.
Okay, all right.
What is it?
Hi Rosie.
Hey Dave.
It's aluminum siding. She had covered it in aluminum siding, and it's got a little bit of an odd look, and we had planned at some point of changing it out. Well, the storm may have made that decision for us. We woke up the other morning and found two lateral sections of it, one in the pool, one across the yard, and the rest of it was kind of hanging loose, almost flapping in the wind. All of the other sections still connected. Not knowing a whole lot about what should be underneath it, I guess the question is, are we, you know, it, is it something that we can repair or have repaired as a short-term fix, or if we were to go with some other type of cover for that wall,
like
of this addition,
right?
What would you potentially recommend? I've heard a lot about something hardy board or just I'm a novice and I'll take your suggestions offline.
Okay, very good. Well, Diane and Dave, I can tell you that probably what you're dealing with is some amount of recovery that you can talk to your homeowner's insurance policy writer about. We're going to have a homeowner I know it's the most boring subject on the planet. We're going to dedicate a whole hour to it, but we're doing it with one of the most interesting guys in the industry, Clay Jansen from Focus Insurance Services, right here in Phoenix. I've been with him as long as Jennifer and I have been married. So we're going to have him in and talk homeowners insurance. You probably have a claim here that you can take to your homeowners policy. Aluminum siding is very hard to put back together because it generally tends to creakle and wrinkle in ways that you can't necessarily straighten it back out where it all goes back on the wall. The product you're talking about replacing it with, the Hardy Backer board, is something I really, really like. It is a great product. It's a concrete wood product that machines like wood but wears like concrete. I really like it. I like it a lot. Take a look at that if you need help assessing the property or the damage. It's an absolute beautiful neighborhood you live in. You were in the heart of the storm right there in that particular part of town. We'd love to help you any way we could. Appreciate the call. Thanks for being long-time listeners. Let's jump down to Tucson and welcome Lee into the conversation. Lee, good morning. How can we help you, my friend?
Good morning. First off, let me thank you for what you do. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lee.
And where I'm at right now is I have problems with a roof that is leaking in a couple of places. The original roof only had some hail damage, and I elected to replace it. And it started to leak right up at the top edge. I can see where the stain begins, but there's no obvious place of where the water is coming in. And then just recently I found a leak in the kitchen from someplace. And I've had three people out there to look at it and gotten three different stories.
Yeah.
One, the original people who installed the roof, and of course, no problem with the roof, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
The second was a roofing company who came out and gave me some very good suggestions, very good ideas. And I went back to them to do the repairs. They say they're no longer in the business.
Ah.
So then I called up a Rosie-recommended roof person. He came out, and it wasn't a pleasant experience.
Oh, no.
Very curt, very abrupt. We're going to do it my way here, sign the contract. There's nothing wrong with your roof, but he wants to fix another roof, which does need repair, at the cost of what the original roof cost. So what I need is really three things. I need a disinterested third party to come out and tell me what are the potentials for this. What's wrong?
Where Lee? Where are you in Tucson?
Northwest side, just in the county, Marana.
Okay, and are you currently experiencing a leak now? You think you're suspicious the kitchen's leaking now, right?
It is because I went up onto the roof. And I found a spot that there was a very poor piece of work up there, and I ended up putting in one whole tube of sealant in there. And I thought I had got the air, the place that was the leak, but I looked, say, last night, and the damage has increased. The problem is there that I do have some trim on windows that where the roof goes up against the side of the house,
okay.
Windows, and then it's a two-story.
Okay.
And so part of that, I'm almost certain, is they're going to want to pull out the trim boards and look to see if there's a conduit for the water coming down that way.
What vintage is your home?
Oh, it's 35 years old.
Okay, all right.
And so I'd like to have somebody who has no vested interest in doing any of the repairs, somebody who is knowledgeable, honest, and can tell me what I need.
You're... You're suspicious it could be a part of a condensate problem or a part of a roof leak problem, is what I'm hearing. Okay.
Yes.
So we need to...
second guy who came out who was telling me, yes, they did some things to construct this roof where it meets this wall that I wouldn't have done and all this. And so, you know, you get three different stories. You don't know who to believe. And
The fact that it's leaking is my biggest dilemma, because I'm actually in Tucson in a couple weeks, and I'd be happy to stop by, particularly if you're telling me you've been treated impolitely by a Rosie on the House certified contractor. I'm suspicious, knowing who our Rosie certified roofers are in that particular area. It may have been a prior Rosie certified roofer who's no longer certified. I'm suspicious that might be the case, but I'd like to confirm that. So I've got your name and number, Lee. The most objective pair of eyes I can recommend to you are mine. I'll be there. I'm going to call you. We'll talk about what we might be able to do to stop any damage between now and then. Given you used a Rosie certified contractor, even if they're not a current certified contractor, may give me all the reason I need to drive to Marana one morning and just get this done for you. So I'll give you a ring. That's the advantage of using a Rosie on the House certified contractor. If in fact they are, nobody gets away with that. Not when you got my name attached to it. Okay? So there you go, Lee. We'll get you taken care of. I appreciate it. Let's see. We are going to try and sneak in one more call. Let's see if we can bring Mark in real quick. Mark, we are tight on time, but how can we help you, my friend?
I had some roof damage with this last storm.
Okay.
And I have a tile roof.
Okay.
And tiles on the edge of the roof, I don't know why they put it looks like concrete at the end of the tile.
Right.
Well, I had a couple of roof tiles break off, fall down.
Yep.
But nothing happened. I mean, the tiles were in perfect shape. The concrete wasn't chipped. I mean, everything went back together perfectly. And me being the cheap fucker that I am, all I did is I crawled up there and I took screws and screwed them into the edge of the wood there. And I just put caulk in them, and I put caulk over the seams, and I'm wondering if you think that might be okay.
It'd be hard for me to tell without taking a look at it. I'm hoping when you applied the screws, it was already through the pre-drilled hole that was in the concrete tile. Probably a little bit more than was necessary, but it's certainly not going to come down again. A little bit of concrete. You opted to use the glue, the caulk. Depending on what you use, that tile can get very, very hot in the middle of the summer. There's a lot of construction adhesives that don't hold up in that kind of heat. There are liquid nail has a high temperature glue specifically made for that kind of a product. If you use that kind of product that can hold up to the heat, you're probably going to be okay. Mark, we appreciate the call. When we get back, it's Johnny, and I don't know who we're going to go to next. We haven't had one breathing room. Carol Grace is call screening, and she hasn't had the phone down for more than 2 seconds the whole hour, talking storm damages. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to finish this hour talking about how we can help you with your storm damage, both in Phoenix and Tucson. How about Yavapai County? Did y'all incur any kind of damage, or Coconino County and the storm that blew through the state on Monday night? Then at 10 o'clock, we've got Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance Services coming in. We're going to be talking about homeowners insurance. Things you need to know may not be in your policy. Stay tuned for that while we stay on the topic of damages.